This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. He inaugurated India's first bamboo-based biorefinery at Golaghat district this afternoon. The Prime Minister said India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal. Prime Minister informed that India is amongst the top five nations in solar energy.
बांस से बायो इथेनॉल बनाने वाले आधुनिक प्लांट का उद्घाटन किया गया है। ये असम के लिए बहुत गर्व की बात है। इथेनॉल प्लांट के लोकार्पण के साथ ही आज यहाँ पॉलीप्रोपिलीन प्लांट का शिलान्यास भी हुआ है। ये प्लांट असम में उद्योगों को बल देंगे, असम के विकास को गति देंगे, किसानों, नौजवानों, सभी के लिए नए अवसर बनाएंगे।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister laid foundation stones of Darang Medical College, Nursing College and GNM School in Darang district. He also launched virtually the construction of a new bridge over the Brahmaputra River connecting Guwahati's Narengi and Darang's Kurua. The Prime Minister will reach Kolkata this evening, where he will inaugurate the 16th Combined Commanders Conference tomorrow. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India will become a nation of $30 trillion economy by 2047. Mr. Goyal said this during an interactive session at the annual conclave of a private media organization in New Delhi today. Stressing on inflation being under control under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, the minister said cost controlling was the government's priority when it came to power in 2014. Mr. Goyal said that the RBI was mandated to continuously monitor India's fiscal and monetary policy. The minister also highlighted government's effort to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. He underlined that the next generation GST reforms have reduced hassle and simplified the taxation system. US President Donald Trump has urged all NATO countries to join in and stop buying Russian oil as it threatened 50 to 100% tariffs on China because of its ties with Russia, saying that tariffs would be lifted once the Ukraine war ends. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and US Trade Representatives Jamieson Greer released a statement calling on partner nations to enact tariffs if they were truly committed to ending the Ukraine war. The Trump administration has also been pressuring European nations and G7 allies to place tariffs on countries buying Russian energy. China has hit out at the US over President Donald Trump's recent call for 50 to 100% tariffs on Beijing for its close ties with Russia. Speaking at a news conference in Slovenia on Saturday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said wars cannot solve problems and that sanctions would only complicate them. Mr. Wang Yi said China does not participate in or plan wars, and what China does is to encourage peace talks and promote political settlement of hotspot issues through dialogue. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament in Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In sports news, in the World Boxing Championships, Meenakshi Hooda defeated Najim Kejebe to claim the gold medal in the women's 48kg category. In Liverpool, in England, Meenakshi won India's second gold after Jasmine Lamboria won gold in 57kg category yesterday. In Shillong, Meghna Sajanar clinched her first ever World Cup medal at the ISSF World Cup Rifle Pistol Championship at Ningbo in China. Meghna won a bronze in the women's 10-meter air rifle as India finished fifth in the last World Championship of the season. In badminton, Indian ace Lakshya Sen went down to Chinese shuttler Li Shifeng in the final of the men's singles event in Hong Kong Open yesterday, as China completed a clean sweep of all the events in the tournament. Earlier in the day, the Indian badminton duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty lost to Chinese pair of Liang Weiqing and Wong Chang in the men's doubles event. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has extended his wishes on Hindi Divas today. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that Indian languages play a vital role in building an Atmanirbhar Bharat. And with that, we end this news bulletin.